W2DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The body cam video of the beating of a Memphis man in police custody has been released. President Biden says he's reached out to the family of Tyre Nichols and urged Congress to take care of what he feels is long overdue legislation.
I spoke with Tyre's mother and expressed my condolences and told her that I was going to be making the case to the Congress to pass the George Floyd Act.
Nichols died at the hospital after being beaten in police custody. A Palestinian gunman opened fire at a synagogue in East Jerusalem on this International Holocaust Remembrance Day, killing 7 people.
Our commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad, and we are in direct touch with our Israeli partners, and our thoughts are with the Israeli people in light of this horrific attack.
State Department spokesman Vandan Patel. Vice President Mike Pence says mistakes were made when asked about the classified documents found at his Indiana home. This is ABC News. It may be harder to pick up that prescription.
Major pharmacy chains have been trying to retain staff, and in the latest effort, Walmart says that by closing its pharmacies at 7 each night instead of at 9 beginning in March, will promote a better work-life balance. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which says CVS, which takes in more revenue than any other chain, will cut or shift hours at about two-thirds of its roughly 9,000 U.S. locations. In a statement, CVS told the Journal the adjustment will ensure teams are, quote, available to serve patients when they're most needed.
ABC's Brian Clark. Big change in blood donation policy could be coming. A preliminary FDA plan allows men who have sex with men to donate blood as long as they're in a monogamous relationship. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel was handily reelected to a fourth term and will steer the party through the 2024 presidential elections. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Stephen Avery's lawyers want a new trial again. Their client is serving life in prison for the killing of Teresa Halbach near Manitowoc in 2005. His lawyers say the state needs to reopen the case. They claim another relative was seen with Halbach's SUV near the time she was killed, and that needs a closer look. Avery's legal team has asked for new trials several times. Judges turned them down every time. Dozens of vehicles, maybe as many as 50, involved in a pileup shutting down part of Interstate 3990 between Janesville and Beloit this afternoon. Crews and officials expected a long and slow cleanup. The State Patrol says it happened around 12:30 this afternoon during whiteout conditions. A steady shower of wet snow was falling all morning. We don't know yet how many people might have been hurt or how badly. In sports, the Bucks are at Indiana tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now.
Facts,
Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Journalist, troublemaker, muckraker.
It's time for the Packer Outright Opinion Show with the Hafman Brothers. These brothers grew up in Packer country and are passionate, lifelong Packers fans. They tell it like they see it, keep things informative and entertaining, and have some fun along the way.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bring your questions and comments and enjoy your time with the Hafman Brothers.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Hey, welcome in, everyone, and welcome back. We had the week off last week. Evan, we missed you.
I missed you. I got to step into your giant shoes. That was fun, man.
Hanging out with Pizza Box on Saturday. Yeah, good for you.
No, I mean, he's a good kid. I'd never worked with him. I'd never done a show before, and I got to say, I really dug it. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking forward to working with you more, too, with some other adjustments coming on. But hey, we got the Packer Outright Opinion Show tonight. One of my favorite shows of the year that we do. It is the award show, the Hafman Bros Season Awards. Now, I forgot, so I put this, Ben, I'm going to pull it up here on YouTube and for the viewers. NFL Pack Boy, hey, says, what's up, Hafman Bros? How are you? NFL Pack Boy, good to see you, my friend. Thanks for checking out the show. And I'm going to pull this up here, Ben, because, you know, last season I put on here the regular season awards, and little did I know this season I didn't have to specify that because there was no.
Oh.
There's the postseason for the Packers. Come on. Anyway, so sorry about that, everybody. That wasn't something to, you know, it wasn't a rub. It wasn't something to, you know, throw at you that way. It just happened to be. That's what we titled it in 2021. And so I put it out here. But anyway, this is regular season awards. And in 2022, that's the whole season for the Packers, is the regular season. But some good stuff, right? We spent a lot of time this season talking about problems, talking about issues, talking about things that made us upset or frustrated as fans and as Packer analysts and all kinds of stuff. The Packer players had a lot of drama. The Packer coaches had, you know, everybody had drama thanks to, you know, one guy in particular, but a lot of other people got involved and, oh my goodness. And there was back and forth and we analyzed comments and we rolled the roller coaster of an 8-9 season, a season that was 3-6 at one point, that was 4-8 at one point, and then 4 straight wins. And we thought, oh my God, our hopes are up. And then the Lions dashed the hopes of the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field at the end of the season, and Aaron Rodgers left the field losing again at Lambeau Field once again for the third year in a row. That's what we got for 2022, but there's some bright spots, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So enough about Aaron Rodgers. See you later, Aaron Rodgers. All right, it is time for the 2022 regular season awards for the Green Bay Packers. Ben, are you ready?
Yes, but I don't remember anything that I said.
Well, I gave you the categories. You sent me a list back of all your people you thought for those categories. And I said, I agree with almost every single one of these. And there was just one tiny adjustment. And this year we agreed on almost every single one. Now, I don't know if that's because we're brothers. I don't know if that's because we've been working together longer, looking at this stuff. If maybe I've convinced you of some things, maybe you've just convinced me of everything you thought. I don't know. But last year we had some different opinions on some of the awards, and this year we're in line on almost every single one of them. So I'm excited about it. And it's a good awards group and well-deserved. And we have a couple of new categories and we have a couple of revised categories, but it's pretty cool to kind of highlight some of the good points from the season after a rough season. So let's get into it here. I am going to check in with Chad here in just a second, but we did have the Vikings win the division, but the Packers were 8-9. Finished third in the NFC North this year behind the Lions. When was the last time that happened? It's been a while. Either way, we still had some bright spots. So let's talk about them. First award of the 2022 season for Hafen Bros presented to Offensive Packer of the Year for 2022. Who else could it be been other than Aaron Jones, right? Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is the most consistent. The guy who doesn't get the ball enough. I think all Packer fans can agree on that. He did have a fumble and a bunch of people turned on him, but you know, apparently he's not the quarterback who can, you know, make 75,000 mistakes a game. If he makes one mistake, everybody freaks out, except they don't see all the other times when he makes awesome plays. So whatever, he was the highest rated player for Andy Herman this season. He's the highest rated player for me this season. Most consistent Packer and all around awesome guy. So yes, highest total rushing this year in his whole career, which is weird to think about. Right? Also one of the top three players with over 600 carries at yards per carry in the history of the NFL. What? Yeah. Number two in yards above expected this season of all NFL running backs this season.
Career high in broken tackles as well for Aaron Jones this year.
Unbelievable player. Unbelievable season in his sixth season. And hopefully they'll figure out a way to get him back. You know, with that cap situation, obviously you can't pay him $20 million because, you know, you can play a quarterback $50 million, but you can't play a running back $20 million. So you got to figure out a way to, you know, knock that down. but he'll be back. Hopefully, according to Goody, he'll be back.
Hey, look, it says it all, right? I mean, his play says it all, the person he is, the way he represents himself. And that's why he's actually on this. He gets a couple awards from us tonight, not just up, but he is Offensive Packer of the Year for 2022. Third straight season with 1,000 plus yards and the 5.3 yards per carry. That's the key, right? That's the every time you give him the ball, he is productive, basically, with that average. I mean, you can give this guy the ball and you can expect good things. And that's, I mean, He's the offensive player, 100%. No disputes there. I'm on board. Aaron Jones, the man, number 33 in our hearts. Defensive Packer of the Year. Now, the defense had their ups and downs and whatever, but, and some guys played well, some guys played better, some guys played kind of the old standard. A couple guys were better in some areas, like Jair Alexander got some interceptions for the first time in his career. Wow. So he was a Pro Bowler because he got 5 picks this year, even though I don't think he played quite as well overall as maybe his second year. But that's fine. Neither here nor there. But the Defensive Packer of the Year for 2022, according to Hafen Bros, is a guy who's brand new to the team, 22 years old. And people are bagging on him, too, because he made a couple of dumb mistakes because he's got some problems controlling his emotions. But 121 tackles, 7 passes defended, 3 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery for rookie Quay Walker, who played throughout the whole season.
This was the toughest award for me to give out, to be honest. I thought there were a lot of Packers who played below expectations on the defense, obviously, and that's why our defense was definitely suffering this past season. But there were a lot of guys who played okay to a little bit good. And Quay Walker was a rookie who came in, and then Campbell got hurt midway through the season. And really, Quay Walker was a guy who solidified the defense and held everything together and led the team in tackles and had 3 forced fumbles, which is the most forced fumbles by any Packers inside linebacker in a long time. And 7 pass defense, which means he can play, you know, he can play pass defense. He can cover guys. He can knock the ball away. He also blitzed the quarterback a couple times, got some pressures and caused some, you know, errant throws and things like that. So was it a perfect season for this rookie? No. But as far as everybody all together, I think it was basically all you could ask for from a first-round pick. We've had a lot of first-round picks in Green Bay that don't even play or don't do much their first season. So this is the first time we've had a first-round pick who comes in and really makes a huge difference since Jair, I'd say. So it's kind of nice to see that. So I think Quay Walker deserves it.
Now, quick follow-up here. Wyatt chimed in early on, just before we even broadcasted, and said, you know, wanted Wyatt for Defensive Rookie of the Year, but not quite, Wyatt. We know. You came on, you did well in your limited snaps, but Quay Walker was out there all the time, played a bunch of snaps, 121 tackles, 7 passes defensive, 3 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery. And again, the game against the Lions was one of the only guys who showed up, looked like he was trying, looked like he was out there playing, as far as I could tell. So I appreciate the effort. And I think, again, get him some help, figure out some of the stuff, you know, that triggers some of those reactions. And, you know, that's what you got to invest in the young man. He's shown a lot of really good signs. So people that were calling for things early on from him too, or after some of those things happened, it's like, dude, the guy's a first round pick. The guy plays well. He just needs a little help controlling his emotions on the field. All right, let's move on. Ben, it is now the MIP, the most improved Packer. And you went with TJ. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's the wrong 93. Sorry. Let's see. Oh, there we go. There we go. TJ Slayton, the current 93. Big disruptive man, and you convinced me to go along with you on most improved Packer here, TJ Slayton, this year.
Well, I think what he showed was when they put him at zero technique or at nose tackle across from the center, he does a good job. He's got a quick first step. He can hold up against the run or a double team. He gets penetration at times. He does a very good job. And I think he's a better player at that position than Kenny Clark ever has been, because Kenny Clark doesn't have the size that TJ Slayton has. And I think part of it is he had to switch positions. I think he was an offensive lineman for a long time in college, and they moved him to defensive tackle, right, when they drafted him. And it's taken a couple years, but I think this season showed, with a little more game time for him and playing time, especially once Lowry got hurt, he got a little more playing time, and he proved that he could be a very good player at the defensive line. And he definitely improved his game from previous seasons. And I think that switch is starting to show up on the field.
Yeah, I like it. TJ Slayton, he did some really good things out there for sure. I was impressed, especially when they made that move, right? That adjustment. Because the first season, even this last preseason, he didn't look all that impressive. It was kind of like, well, I mean, he's a big guy, but he doesn't look like he's able to do the things that big guys that are going to be game changers or really be good guys to have on the field should be able to do. And then all of a sudden when we saw that adjustment, man, he started doing some things the second half of the season and looked like the player we hoped he could be. So, you know, watchers here, and he says hopefully Ford pans out too, and he's a monster as well and can really have some big, beefy guys that can help, you know, control the line of scrimmage, dictate the run game, slow down the run game, force teams to pass, and we get Rashawn Gary back in this defense, and a lot of things look differently. We're coming up here. I think we can get one more in before. We got 1 minute. Ooh, 1 minute. Let's go for one more here, Ben. Maybe we got to get it on the other side. Maybe not. We got 1 minute. We'll come back to this one. It's going to be the map. We had the MIP. We had the map. We got more awards ahead here on Hafeman Bros 2022 Green Bay Packers 2022 season awards, according to Hafeman Bros. More coming at you here in the second segment throughout the hour. And we will have a defense. We will have an Oh Yeah Play of the Year. And we will also have Silent But Deadly Player of the Season. Not just the week, the season, during this hour. We'll be back here in just a minute. Hafeman Bros. Packer Outright Opinions. Catch you in a bit.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 11. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 17. Overcast skies. Snow likely again tomorrow night, 11. Cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Washington commenting here. We've been talking about the Packers playing, what type of defense they play. Is it going to be a true 3-4 ever again? They kind of switch back to 4-3. They run a four-man front. They actually ran some six-man fronts here in the last couple of games of the season, too, to really switch it up and try to adjust some things. We talked about Chris Barnes probably being back, too, as a restricted free agent. And NFL Pack Boy says we better be stopping the run when Barnes is on the field. We are better. Yes, 100%. Because Barnes is an interesting player. Again, an undrafted guy who basically when he's on the field just, you know, does a good job. Is a solid guy. He's not flashy, but he does a good job. All right, it is time to continue on with our awards here. The next award is the MAP. It is the Most Aware Packer. The Most Aware Packer. And there's no other guy that's any more aware than Rasul Douglas. Rasul Douglas wins it. He's the Most Aware Packer. He had two tricky interceptions this year, Ben, alone, just because he knows what's going on. He didn't have anybody to cover. So he's like, well, I'm going to go over here and I'll just sneakily trick the quarterback to throwing it right to me. It's a beautiful thing. And I'll get some interceptions. Four interceptions this year, 13 passes defended. And the thing that blew me away, 85 tackles. 85 tackles from a corner, Ben. And he didn't even play 100% of the snaps. He didn't even start early in the season until Eric Stokes was out. That was when he first started getting 100% of the defensive snaps. He had 80 tackles through 16 games. That doesn't happen.
It's easier to get tackles when the other guys that play the secondary with you can't tackle. And unfortunately, that's what he has with him, with Jair, Stokes, Savage, and Amos, who all have issues tackling. But Rasul Douglas did not. As a matter of fact, here's hoping that when Stokes comes back, they have the ability to maybe play Rasul at safety. I don't know. Let Amos go. Trade away Savage, please. Find another guy to play safety, and maybe Rasul plays some safety. Because one thing we know he's good at, is when his eyes are on the quarterback, he reads stuff. And he's aware of where the ball is. He knows where the guy he's supposed to be covering is. He knows where the quarterback is. And he can tackle. And he can pick the ball off. And he can make plays. And I think him at safety would just enhance him. I think he'd turn him into even a bigger playmaker than he already has been. So, yeah, the Most Aware Packer, 100%. My guy, Rasul Douglas, 29.
Rasul Douglas, he is the man. And, yeah, you're right. We've been talking about this whole safety thing for him. You signed him to the 3-year contract last year. You got him under contract 2 more years. Put him at safety. He's a great tackler. He knows what's going on. He attacks plays. He's aware. He makes interceptions. Great hands. I mean, he had a sack this year. He would be fantastic at safety. He would be amazing. But 85 tackles, those safeties don't even make that many tackles sometimes. That's crazy. All right, let's move it along. The highest impact player, the hip is the next award. Highest impact Packer, excuse me. And there was no one with greater impact to this team this season than this guy, Keyshawn Nixon.
Well, it sucks for Amari Rodgers. He never quite figured it out. The Packers had to move on from him. But thank God Keyshawn Nixon, who was not known as a return man, showed up and said, hey, I'm just going to take it out. I'm going to take it out every time. What's that? You're going to kick it 90 yards in the end zone? Don't care. I'm taking it out. He kept taking it out. And the other thing was, when he played nickel corner, he did all that Rasul does. Great tackler. Moves on the ball. Keeps his head aware. Knows where his guy is. Has pass breakups. Comes up and makes hard hits on tackles on guys when they, you know, get the, like, running backs in the flat or even on receivers in the slot. So he's another key guy who is the number one free agent that we have to bring back. I think every Packer fan knows this. I think Brian Gutekunst knows this. Everybody knows it. Problem is, his price tag went up, 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 up this week when he got named as an all-pro, a kick returner and special teams guy. But we haven't had a kick returner or a nickel corner this good since Charles Woodson? No. Micah Hyde. That's right. We haven't had a guy that's this good at returning kicks and playing nickel corner since we had Micah Hyde. That was a long time ago, and we need to hang on to this guy. We let Micah Hyde go. That was dumb. Let's make sure we hang on to this guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you looked at how bad the Packers return teams were and all this sort of stuff and the instant impact he made just when you put a guy in there who had no fear, right? Play with absolutely no fear. You saw it on one of his first punt returns where the ball was bouncing around and he just like grabbed it. I mean, most guys are afraid to touch it, right? Because they didn't want to screw it up. And he's just like, psh, grab that. I'll take off. And he caught all the defensive guys, all the coverage guys off guard. And he got like a big 20-yard return on it. Vision, fast, aggressive, can help on defense. I mean, the guy's invaluable. Guys like that are invaluable to your football team. And when you can make impact on multiple phases of the game, special teams and defense, I mean, that pay him. Yeah, 100% watcher. Pay the man. Keyshawn Nixon. Please get him back, Green Bay Packers. We'll get one more in here definitely before the break. Let's go to our next award. It is the glue guy, Ben. The glue guy. And if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, you can see Zach Tom, the glue guy of this season, held the makeshift line together, which was the same glue guy from last year. Lucas Patrick did the same thing, held the makeshift line together. But also Zach Tom, I think, destroyed this little girl's bicycle in this photo.
You know, it's the glue guy is one of the most important positions that Hafman Brothers and the most important awards that we give out every year. Because it's the guy. It goes to the player who, without him, the entire season would fall apart. The entire either offense or defense, whichever position we take it from. Usually it's a middle linebacker or something, or it's a offensive lineman who's able to come in at a moment's notice at any position that's needed and make the play. And that's what Zach Tom did this year. He is the epitome of a glue guy. He fixes everything. And you're muted.
Sorry, I got some stompers here rummaging going around in the house. Yes, he is it. Glue holds it together. Zach Tom held this offensive line, this team together. Think of the in-game injuries where he stepped in. Think of times he had to spot start. All of this stuff as a rookie, too. And again, go back and check the video because I'm pretty sure he destroyed this little girl's bike. But that's okay. He held the team together. We'll be back for more season awards 2022. Green Bay Packers. Hafman Bros right after this.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The body cam video of the beating of a Memphis man in police custody has been released. President Biden says he's reached out to the family of Tyree Nichols and urged Congress to take care of what he feels is long overdue legislation.
I spoke with Tyree's mother and expressed my condolences and told her that I was going to be making a case to the Congress that to pass the George Floyd Act.
Nichols died at the hospital after being beaten in police custody. A Palestinian gunman opened fire at a synagogue in East Jerusalem on this International Holocaust Remembrance Day, killing 7 people.
Our commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad, and we are in direct touch with our Israeli partners. and our thoughts are with the Israeli people in light of this horrific attack.
State Department spokesman Vindman Patel. Vice President Mike Pence says mistakes were made when asked about the classified documents found at his Indiana home. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Stephen Avery's lawyers want a new trial again. Their client is serving life in prison for the killing of Teresa Halbach near Manitowoc in 2005. His lawyers say the state needs to reopen the case. They claim another relative was seen with Halbach's SUV near the time she was killed, and that needs a closer look. Avery's legal team has asked for new trials several times. Judges turned them down every time. Dozens of vehicles, maybe as many as 50, involved in a pileup shutting down part of Interstate 3990 between Janesville and Beloit this afternoon. Crews and officials expected a long and slow cleanup. The State Patrol says it happened around 12:30 this afternoon during whiteout conditions. A steady shower of wet snow was falling all morning. We don't know yet how many people might have been hurt or how badly. In sports, the Bucks are at Indiana tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Back here on Packer Outright Opinions, Hapen Bros here, your hosts, going through the 2022 Green Bay Packers season awards. Not official, there's not actually awards given out to anybody, but we give them the awards and approval as judged, as evaluated, as awarded by us, yours truly, Ben and Jason Haveman, two experts in the field of the Green Bay Packers, right?
So well, I am. I don't know about you.
Okay. So let's see. We were talking in the break here with guys, chatters here online about players the Packers might want to draft. And I think that's one thing that should stand out to people from this season, Ben. Wasn't one of the really exciting points and parts of this team was how impactful this rookie class was and how much promise this rookie class showed, and they actually got chances to play too, which helps. You need opportunities to play to show what you can do. But when they got opportunities to play, a bunch of these rookies performed very, very well.
Well, usually we give an award. You didn't ask me for this one this year, which is kind of weird, which was the...
I do.
Like the Packer, like just person of the year.
No, we got that one.
Oh, well, I didn't know that because I would have given it to somebody. I guess I chose the wrong person because I thought that wasn't it.
Okay. That's the BPR, Best Packer Representative. It's on the list.
Oh, well, I didn't. Well, then the person I put on there is not what I want.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you can add one. You can add an award.
Whatever.
When we get
to
that
one. Here? I got awards to do here. What are we
just
talking about?
I'm just saying it's pretty interesting to see that a number of rookies are winners on this list. We've already had Quay Walker for Defensive Packer of the Year. We've already had Zach Tom for Glue Guy for 2022. Let's see our next award, which is one of my favorites, the Overcomer. The Overcomer Award really embodies someone who had some struggles, had some challenges at points of the season, overcame, also maybe was overlooked for parts of the season, maybe some issues, like couldn't even get on the field. Like this guy, even though you and I were calling for him weeks before the Packers finally put him on the field. And then when they did, our winner for 2022, Overcomer, Rudy Ford, made some impactful plays. And I would say, by my estimation, became our best safety on the whole team. Or showed that he was the whole time, but finally got to get on the field and play. What do you think?
A lot of times, a lot of times these guys, the Overcomer that we choose is a guy who overcame adversity of some sort. Usually it had something that directly did him. This was him overcoming terrible coaching. The fact that the coaches didn't know he was good enough to put on the field and should have been out there right away. The fact that he overcome the fact he had a first round pick from years past starting ahead of him who played like trash and he should have been off the field a long time ago, but he had to overcome the fact that, you know, first round pick, terrible coaching, awesome player. And when he finally got out there, he picked, made plays, a great tackler, covered guys, was always good on special teams. And then they pull him after a bullcrap call, and he didn't talk smack and came back the next game and started and played great. So he's also a humble guy who understands what's going on. And it was another find by Goody coming off Jacksonville Jaguars who cut him. And we picked him off the street, and he came in, and it took him way too long to get on the field. But he overcame terrible coaching and the fact that he had a first-round pick ahead of him, even though he should have been on the field. Overcomer, Rudy Ford. Awesome guy.
And another guy that you should have back on your team. They should value him, offer him a reasonable contract, and try to secure his services for 3 or 4 years. Because, again, if you can be effective and helpful on multiple phases, just like Nixon, special teams and defense, that's a valuable piece to your team. So even if you do what we talked about, move for Sewell to safety next year, maybe Ford is still out there as a starting safety alongside him. I would be totally fine with that. But if he's not, if you still have him, if you need him or when you need him, because you know they're going to be injuries too. So Rudy Ford, great player. Love to see him in there. And he is our 2022 Overcomer, Rudy Ford. Now it's time for the MIR, the most impactful rookie. And Ben, we are in consensus here as well. The most impactful rookie, according to both of us, and should be everyone on the planet, is Christian Watson, for crying out loud. Speed, best yards after the catch guy on the whole team, breaks tackles better than anybody else at the receiver spot for sure. Good blocker and just a straight up monster. Christian Watson. Once he finally got past some of the injuries and stuff like that, and they started throwing the ball, 41 catches, 611 yards, 7 receiving touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, and just a force that changed this whole offense, and a rookie, our most impactful rookie.
It's hard to think that our defensive player of the year is not our most impactful rookie, because he was a rookie as well.
Right.
But that just means our defense way underperformed. And this guy is a difference maker. A lot of times I say, like, when we lost Davante Adams, everybody's like, oh, how can we lose Davante Adams? He's such a good player. Oh, no. He makes such an impact. And I was always like, wait a minute. This one guy can't impact the game like that. And Davante Adams can't impact the game like Christian Watson can. Because Christian Watson's got speed, and he also blocks. Two things that Davante Adams never has had and never will have. And if Christian Watson could just learn how to catch a little better, holy macaroni and cheese, this guy's going to be unstoppable. And the difference between him on the field and him not on the field with this particular Packer team was night and day. I think he gave us a good 10 points a game just from him being on the field. And that's not a lie.
And like you said, the other big difference, right, is his ability to finish plays, to run after the catch as well. Davante Adams is not that good at that either. So for everybody and all of the football analysis people who talked about Davante Adams and what a big loss it was, and that's the big difference in why Aaron Rodgers struggled and the offense struggled. Bah, 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 bah. Offense struggled because Aaron Rodgers stopped running an offense a couple years ago because he would only throw to Davante Adams on a bunch of plays like we've talked about. This year, they didn't have Davante Adams, so he had to try to look at actually running plays or looking through his progressions instead of just looking at one guy all the time, and it was a little sketchy. But Christian Watson changed everything, and when given opportunities, the guy performed and showed you he is a complete package, and he started catching balls and making tough catches. Now, is he going to have drops once in a while? Probably, but all the other stuff he does will blow away any of those drops. Just saying. All right, Christian Watson, the Murr. Most impactful rookie. On to the next one. It is the best Packer representative. And I thought we were on the same page here. Ben apparently thinks somebody else this year, but I'm going to give it to Aaron Jones again. Aaron Jones is the best Packer representative. Great guy in the community. Just a general great guy. Great teammate. Never complains. Goes out there when he is called upon. Stands on the sideline when Matt LaFleur says he needs to protect him and blah, blah, blah. He wants to come back in the game. But, I don't know. We got to be careful with him. Well, I don't know why you got to be careful with him, because he'll do whatever you ask him to do. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And he should definitely win the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He should have won it last year. He definitely should win it this year. Aaron Jones, best Packer representative, his second award of the night. Ben, do you go along with this, or you got somebody else for best Packer?
Well, for best Packer representative, I thought that meant the guy who represents being a Green Bay Packer.
All right. Well, you can interpret.
And Aaron
the word
Jones
however
you is want. Definitely, when I think of a Green Bay Packer, he's the first guy I think of, because he's respectful. He's a huge, awesome teammate. He's a good leader. He's able to galvanize the team. He's able to support guys around him when they need help. He's the first guy to congratulate another guy who's taken maybe his spot on the team sometimes, AJ Dillon. He best buddies. Also with Jamal Williams. Those two guys are best buddies. Doesn't matter who it is. It even rivals for his own position, he makes his best friend, as well as other guys on the team. And this year, the fact that he was made captain for the first time ever was awesome for him, and they got to bring him back. He is truly the best Packer and the best representative in Green Bay as a Packer, and he needs to stay a Packer.
100%. And I know the cap hit's huge. It's like crazy amount. It's higher than any other running back, right? The way they set up his contract so they could get him cheaper the first 2 years. This was the plan all along. You said it when he first signed the deal. It was really a 2-year contract, right? And then they could cut ties with him. But he's too valuable. Look, there's another piece later on. There's one more award that will display a couple other pieces, and we'll go over that again painfully. But Aaron Jones always performs, and he always represents the Packers the best possible way. He is the person that every Packer fan should be really glad that he is on our team. So the kind of player you want on your team, 100%. Aaron Jones, best Packer representative, BPR, Aaron Jones. All right. And the next award is Aaron Jones, because it's the MVPP, the most valuable Packer player. MVPP, Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, his third award tonight, because he was a standout once again. And to Ben, it goes basically down to this. In games when the Packers featured Aaron Jones in 2022, they won the games. And in games where they didn't feature Aaron Jones, they lost the games. So there's the value. Use the guy, get him the ball, you win. Don't use the guy, you don't win. I would say that proves most value right there.
I mean, I can't say much more. I've already said how awesome he is. He is the best. And if they don't bring him, it's a shame. You know what he is? I was thinking about it. He's like Donald Driver, but he has like the difference-making skills of like a Sterling Sharp. He's not as good as Sterling Sharp was at wide receiver. But I mean, just saying, he's a combination of an awesome guy and a really, 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 really good player who's undervalued, not just on this Packer team, but throughout the NFL. I don't think Aaron Jones ever gets the credit he deserves. Finally, that 1 year, he got voted number 33 on the players when they all voted for the top 100 players in the NFL, and he was voted number 33. And he should be voted high every year because he does more with a little less of blocking in front of him than I guess only one other guy who did better than him, which was actually Kansas City Chiefs player. But whatever. Aaron Jones, he's awesome. Most valuable pick, 100%.
Yeah, and he carries the G. Look, where's the sombrero? Like, he's always in a good mood. Matt LaFleur. Do you notice the difference about Matt LaFleur when he's asked about Aaron Rodgers and then he's asked questions about Aaron Jones? The difference in his demeanor, the way he responds to those questions?
Yeah, it's the same as B.
He absolutely loves Aaron Jones, you know, and he's so glad to have him in the locker room and to have him around, and he thinks he's one of the toughest guys pound for pound, and he's one of the best guys that you could have. And so all of it, but he's also the most valuable because, again, he produces. Like you said, respect across the league, 1 year when he had a bunch of touchdowns, they finally gave him some cred. He didn't have touchdowns, but he doesn't have touchdowns because he doesn't get the opportunity to score a bunch of rushing touchdowns.
He's not getting the ball. He didn't get the ball this year, and the Packers were the worst offense in the red zone this season. Maybe you want to give 33 the ball when you're in the red zone. I don't know. That would probably be a smart thing.
When featured, you win. When you don't use him, you lose. Same problems with it. You want to go. That's the simplest evaluation of why they struggled in the red zone this year. Not getting 33 the ball enough. All right. We got a couple minutes left. We're going to come back. And our final segment, we're going to do Oh Yeah Play of the Year. And we might have some honorable mentions in there too for you. And then we have the silent but deadly player.
How much time we got?
Of the year. We got probably 2 minutes right now. 2 minutes right now. And I don't want to get into those. Yeah, I don't want to get into those yet.
Okay, well, let me talk about a guy.
Talk about a guy.
Usually when we do the Packer, you didn't call it the Packer representative. You called it the most valuable person. Or something like that.
Oh, the most valuable Packer, yeah.
Which we didn't do that this year for some reason. I think we just forgot. But my guy is Gutekunst, man. I'm sorry. Brian Gutekunst, who gets crap from everybody all the time.
Including me.
Almost every one of his draft picks were good.
That's true.
Pretty much every guy he signed off the street did a good job. Except for maybe Jack Coco. But, whatever. Dallin Leavitt, I thought, was pretty good. Rudy Ford, awesome. Keyshawn, awesome. Now, those guys were probably Rick Bisaccia brought over, Keyshawn Nixon and Dallin Leavitt, obviously. But Rudy Ford was picked up. The draft picks are all really awesome. And Goody has an eye for some talent every now and again. Does he screw up with Amari Rodgers? Yeah. Did he screw up with Jay Sternberger? Yeah. Did he screw up with Josh Myers? When he could have had Creed Humphrey? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was really bad. That was really, really bad. Did he trade up, get Jordan Love? Yeah. Did he start this whole mess by drafting Jordan Love? Yeah, that was kind of dumb. But he's made up for it. He's made up for it. There haven't been very many draft classes like this one. Jordan Love has produced this season.
100%. Rookie's looking good. And Jordan Love, who knows? He looked pretty good when he got a chance to play. We'll talk about that in a minute. Packer Outright Opinions.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 11. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 17. Overcast skies. Snow likely again tomorrow night, 11. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
Of the show tonight, of the award show, official 2022 Green Bay Packer Awards from Hafen Bros. Now, last season, just to let you know, last season, Ben and I, and we've talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers on the radio and on our YouTube shows here this season and how much there are things we don't like about him. He was both of our MVPP award winner last year for 2021. We gave it to Aaron Rodgers. So we're fair. We're not biased on this, guys. We awarded Aaron Rodgers the MVPP, Most Valuable Packer Player, last year. So, come on. I'm just letting you know. There's the even video proof from our 2021 show. But this year, it's Aaron Jones, clearly, 100%. So, congrats, Aaron Jones. Three-time award winner. Rick points out, Raider Rick says, sounds like Jones could be the glue guy. He could have probably been that, too. But, you know what? We can't give him all the awards. Can't give him all the awards. It's interesting as we talk about coaches and how they use their players, and lots of comments here talking about, you know, certain guys are used in weird ways, and Ben and I have had our issues with that too. Again, I think that has to change. I don't know if it's before we get to our final two pieces, Ben, of the awards, is I don't know if that has to change for the Packers saying, look, Matt LaFleur needs to just be in better communication with his position coaches, or he needs to dictate who's in the game sometimes, at least on offense. Maybe that's a change that needs to be made.
Or he just needs to know who's going in, who's coming out.
All right.
I mean, that's all it is to it. Call the play that's going to make your guy more successful.
Right.
If a guy can't run after the catch, don't call a freaking screen pass for him. If a guy can't block on a pull play, don't have him pull and block. It's that simple. But he just calls a play. Whoever's out there gets the ball. That's why you see Alan Lazard on 4th-and-1 do something dumb.
Raider Rick points out that you give Aaron Jones all the top 10 positions when you do your top 10 running backs list. So he thought you would have just given him all the awards. But anyway, okay, we have two more things to go, and we're going to go back into this radio season archives a little bit and pull out the inspiration. These are year-long awards now. This is going to be, first of all, the Oh Yeah Play of the Year. It is time for the Oh Yeah Play of the Year. There are no beefs tonight because it's positive night. No beefs. But an Oh Yeah Play of the Year, Ben and I agreed on this one, and strangely, it came in a loss, but I think there's some explanation here, Ben. It was the Christian Watson touchdown pass from Jordan Love against the Eagles when Love comes in the game, throws a strike to Christian Watson on time, and Watson uses his speed and athletic ability and run after the catch ability and runs and beats everyone to the end zone against the Eagles and keeps the Packers in the game. Now, explain a little more why that was your Oh Yeah Play of the Year.
Because it's what I want to see in the future. It's Christian Watson used at his best. Christian Watson is good. He's got speed. He's got a little bit of agility, but it's mostly speed. And you need to get him in motion, get him moving. Those crossing routes, perfect for him. The defenses, sometimes he has a hard time locating the ball. He's improved over the season. That definitely has happened. And he's gone up and gotten some balls. They don't really look pretty when he catches them, but he catches them. But if you can get it to him, on a quick slant or on a crossing pattern and with a perfect pass, not a very difficult one. It was, I think Jordan Love only threw the ball about, 10 yards in the air.
Yeah.
But it was perfectly right in stride where Christian Watson didn't have to slow down at all, didn't have to adjust to it, and took it to the house with super speed. And that's what we need. We need a quarterback who can hit a guy in stride on a quick slant, which Rodgers could not do in the last game. We saw that when he threw to Romeo Dobbs' feet, and everybody said it was a drop, even though it was thrown to his feet. But that play, when it happened, I was like, oh, I want to see more of this.
Tick.
Yeah, a little tick off with Rodgers. But when Jordan loved the Christian Watson, it was right on the money. 10-9 for 7. Well, for 6, really, I guess. But it was a beautiful play, and it made me want to see more of that. And right. Here's hoping. Here's hoping next year is what we see.
And especially with the way this offense is designed to run, with a lot of those crossing patterns over the middle, a lot of the in-cutting routes, right? That's what you want to see. The guy makes that in-cut. He's running away from the defender that was closest to him. If you get it in the ball on the move where he doesn't have to slow down and continue to run, look what Christian Watson can do to people. He makes them look slow and stupid. I want to see more of that. Christian Watson running with the ball in his hands, not Christian Watson trying to locate this high air floater up in the air and trying to make some miraculous catch. Now, he did some of that too, like you pointed out. But again, a glimpse of the future and letting Watson catch and run. That is why it was my Oh Yeah Play of the Year too. Some honorable mentions. Keyshawn Nixon had 2 returns that could have given it to him. Some other great plays by other guys too, but that's the one. That is the one because it's what we could see as Packers fans, maybe as early as next year. Okay, the final award. Evan, it's time to do Silent but Deadly, but this time for the year.
And now it's time for the Hafeman Bros Silent but Deadly Player of
the Year.
The Year.
Silent but Deadly Player of the Year.
This year's Silent but Deadly Player is weird to me because I thought it was going to be Zach Tom because he won the weekly award so many times. I thought we'd have to choose Zach Tom, but then there was a guy.
See, I thought you were going to give it to Jaron Reed because you gave it to him so many times.
Well, Jaron Reed too.
And I think both of those guys are honorable mentions for the Silent but Deadly Player of the Year. But this is the guy. Go ahead and talk about this guy here.
Well, there was a guy that was just even more silent, but he was even more deadly because he did every single thing. Every little thing on the football field that a bunch of people don't notice that is super important to making things work. And he didn't complain. And he gives a crap about the result and the team. As you can see him sitting on the bench, one of the only guys still sitting on the bench, dejected after that loss against Detroit. He's one of the last guys off the bench because he cares about it so much. But, and he's not even getting the ball. 15 targets the whole season on offense. 13 catches. Josiah DeGuara. But you know how many blocks he had? You know, how many key blocks did he have this year, Ben?
I think he had 15 key blocks just in one game. I mean, he's a guy who should be on the field on every play. I talked about it before. If it was Josiah DeGuara on that screen pass to Aaron Jones and he was lined up at wide receiver, and if it was Josiah DeGuara coming across in motion and pick up the corner on that block instead of Robert Tonyan, that block would have been made. Aaron Jones would have been able to switch the ball to the other side and not gotten sandwiched and fumbled the ball. And that's one of those things you don't think about as a Packer fan. But there's a guy, Josiah DeGuara, who's out there every play, and he makes almost every time, probably 99% of the time, he's doing the right thing, whether it's picking up the blitz, whether it's helping out, moving in motion, the spring a guy for a run, whether it's catching a good pass and turning up field right away. He can do all those things, and the Packers need to use him more as a winning offense, as well as how he's already being used as a blocker and just an awesome all-around player. And that's why he's deadly, because you don't even know how good he is. Nobody knows how good he is unless you watch the All-22. Then you know.
100%. All the things he has been doing, he does great, and other things they should have him be doing, he can also do great. Send him up the seam. He's got great hands. He's got good enough speed. He's really good in space, and he's their best run after the catch guy besides Christian Watson. Josiah DeGuara, use him more next year. There's your Green Bay Packers 2022 season awards. Catch you next week. Packer Outright Opinions.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Act.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.